Islamic Revolution and Islamic Art. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. We are in 10 days done, the period marking the victory of the Islamic Revolution in 1979. The art of the Islamic Revolution is a special kind of art which was shaped concurrent with the struggles of nationwide struggles in Iran against the despotic Pahlavi regime. The works of this art have tried to promote the Islamic and revolutionary thoughts more or less for over four decades. Thus, the art of the Islamic Revolution can be called a branch of the Islamic art. The Islamic art emerged in the 6th century AD. Later on, it was manifested in various geographical regions according to the features of those regions. Iran is among the countries in which Islam spread very rapidly. Owing to its cultural and artistic record, this country was effective in bolstering the Islamic culture and art. Yet, it should be mentioned that Islamic art is part and parcel of the Iranian identity, and this religion has been very effective in strengthening the Islamic civilization. Some researchers are of the opinion that the Islamic art is the art of conveying the divine concepts. Therefore, this art should be at the service of the Islamic teachings. In other words, the Islamic art should mirror the metaphysics and the spiritual aspects of life. As it has been several times, and it is quite obvious, the Islamic Revolution was triumphed during the heyday of the anti-religion schools and ideologies like Marxism and liberalism. The Islamic Revolution presented a new message and put forward a new way which showed the bond between human being and religion. Heeding the sublimity of mankind and paving the ground for growth of human merits shaped the main principles of the Islamic constructions. In view of this, the absurd thoughts and models like art for art's sake were pushed to the margin, as the Muslim artist always feels responsible before the people and above all God for what he or she creates. During the first years after the victory of the Islamic Revolution, popular art was praised as the substitute for modernist art, which was an amalgamation of realism and expressionism, and ultimately had its roots in humanism and liberalism. Concurrent with distancing from foreign culture, strengthening the domestic one had good impact on Iran's art. Thus, the Iranian art was introduced in global arenas. For instance, the Iranian cinema was introduced with different themes and higher quality and quantity. This cinema was known as across the world as an example of cinema committed to ethics, human values, and the values of the Islam and Islamic Revolution. The Islamic Revolution, like any other social, political, and cultural phenomenon, had no choice for production and transmission of its ideals and values but to manifest them in artistic works. That's why the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, said, "Any thought and any revolution that is not shaped in the form of art will not survive." The revolutions of the 20th century had no ideal society of their own in history, and they were ultimately and mainly dependent on the beliefs and ideals which were affiliated to society. The Islamic Revolution, however, had focused on its past Islamic identity and tried to revive those ideals according to the requirements of the modern time. During the heat of the Islamic Revolution, a number of students of the faculties of art joined the ranks of people and founded the basis of a current which became known as Islamic Revolutionary Art. Later on, they held exhibitions in Tehran and other cities. With the start of the imposed 8-year war in 1980s, artists reacted to this great event in pursuit of two goals. Firstly, they tried to persuade people to join the war fronts and sympathize with the combatants. Secondly, artists wanted to symbolically demonstrate the highly lofty values and beliefs like martyrdom, which was manifested beautifully by the youth in battlefronts. Therefore, most of the artists would attend the fronts to directly narrate the unique scenes of valor and self-sacrifice of the combatants. In view of this, the walls of cities were painted with the pictures of martyrs who had heroically sacrificed their souls to safeguard the country and Islam. A comparison of the arts during the first years after the victory of the Islamic Revolution shows that, in many cases, the elements and motifs of the ancient Iranian art are present in the artistic works of this era. The Iranian artist now looks at the Western art with more precision. He tries to reconstruct and update his ancient heritage with modern methods and moderate the teachings of the new art according to the ancient genuine values. A unique feature of the Islamic Revolution's art is endurance and continuity. Who is it so? Ayatollah Khamenei believes that the reason is the fact that the revolution speaks of truth, and truth stays firmly and strongly. The art of the Islamic Revolution, too, has continued and flourished as it speaks and depicts truth. The last but not the least, the Islamic Revolution has made artists committed to moral and human values. The Iranian artist has realized his responsibility before mankind and has become depictor and illustrator of justice, love, self-sacrifice, martyrdom, and all human values.